anybody hear me? This is not working so well. What about there? That doesn't work so well either. Why can't you shout?
In this directory up here, the only branch that you need to mess with for our purposes today, which is what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be making a new course. The only branch you need to mess with is the slash courses branch. Because if you try to mess with the slash TuxRacer branch, you're either going to do a really good job of making the game a whole lot better, or you're going to really muck things up. So, we're just going to stay in the slash courses branch today. Vertical drop. Vertical drops are really fun because you've got a really high elevation and then a sheer drop, and you just go soaring over it. That's what a vertical drop looks like. You've got really high elevation, and then it goes down to black, which makes it look like this. However, if you do it the other way around, if you have black and then a sudden change to a high elevation, that's really annoying. Because if you try to go again, next one, flags. Flags are really good, but can be really annoying if they're not done right. Flags are really good to let the player know that, yes, I actually am going on the intended course, and I'm just not going off into oblivion. Yes, yeah? There are no stop flags. Or start flags? Then you could really confuse Tux. That actually might be... That makes a wall. And unless you're a hacker, again, you really don't want to have to negotiate a wall, so try to avoid doing that. All right, do not make the entire course gravel, because if you make the entire course gravel, Tux's belly will get very sore, and he'll get very mad at you. And if he gets very mad at you, he will do the opposite of what you try to make him do. That's not good. Okay, don't overdo the flags. They're supposed to help people, easy to edit and improve, and they're fun. And it's also a really fun way to kill lots of time. Okay. I've already sort of gone over this, but what I've not done but you could do, you could actually make changes to the actual game. You could change the font that all the lettering appears in. You could change the music, the really annoying music that plays when you start playing TuxRacer, actual structure of the game, and make it a totally different game altogether. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is fun trying to turn on ice because it's actually like you're on ice. The way that TuxRacer is set up, if you try to go on ice and you try to turn a corner, you can either hit the adjacent wall, which I do quite often, this, because this is just too precious to throw away. All right, so I'm going to close that window. And now we're going to open the GIMP graphics, GIMP image editor. See, I'm slightly biased. I really like the GIMP. Okay, so I'm going to open, and I'm going to go to that same directory in my home, Moi. And we're going to, let's hope it's not going to be green. That would be really strange. Yes, it's working. Yes, I do know there's a blur tool. In fact, I'm going to have fun with the blur tool. See, I'm going to make icy gravel. Whee! And then I'm going to make dirty ice.